know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Sean Ward. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning.
I am excited to have you. So we get an update with Santa Rosa County, and it could be anything every other week. And I love that. Sarah, she lets me know who's coming, and it kind of is like a surprise. Like, I wonder what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. And so today we're going to talk about zoning. And there have been some changes recently, and you are the zoning director.
That's correct.
For the entire county.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's not a, you know, that's an easy job, right? That's easy, right? No.
Just comes with it.
A walk in the park. Okay, so first, before we dive into changes that have happened in Santa Rosa County, let's talk about what your job actually means, what's affiliated with, everything that's tied to it and connected, and kind of the weight that it carries throughout the county.
Yeah, so definitely in the state of Florida, you're required to have zoning. And zoning looks at basically at the ground level, into the weeds, what you can do with your property, what you can't do with your property, what are setbacks to protect you from your adjacent neighbors. Subdivision, commercial development, we take a look at it all. Certainly, you can buy and record and sell property all day long, mm-hmm. but that does not mean that you can actually build on it. And we've had situations where people divide and sell property, come to find out they can't build on it. So I always recommend, as my education for the day, is come see us, call us, shoot us an email, smoke signals, whatever you got to do mm-hmm. to ask the questions. Similarly, I had a situation this morning where someone's interested in a piece of property and it's zoned for a park. Well, they want to upzone it. They want to put residential housing on it. We can't do that. We have certain The agent's out of town. They don't care. They've just listed the property for sale. And here you go. You know, so everybody's trying to buy this piece of property that is currently a park. So, yeah, we deal with a wide variety of things, everything from transportation planning to land use planning to, growth and development management, working with all the different agencies and the school districts and the developers and the and all the other stakeholders and as a part of that.
Okay. And so a lot of it comes back to safety, though, too. And so you just mentioned an instance with a park. And so you have that piece of property and all of a sudden you want to throw up, you know, whether it's a condo or, you know, apartments, two story, three story, whatever it could be. Because I know also in Santa Rosa County, we do have, you know, a couple of places that have, I believe, two or three story apartments, complexes. But does it come back to safety? Like that land is just not compatible, or, you know, once upon a time there was a landfill there or something and it's been filled. So for whatever reason, safety wise, or is it just space or all the above?
Certainly. So with planning and zoning, we primarily look at our land development code. It's adopted locally. And then from the state perspective, we have a comprehensive plan that we look at. We're looking at the horizontal space in a sense, whereas the Florida Building Code looks at the vertical space. So they're looking at going up and as far as your plumbing, your mechanical, your electrical, things of that nature. So that's regulated by the state of Florida. And it's a centralized plan across the state. With the land development code, it is developed locally, so we can kind of pick and choose what we want to implement and what we don't want to implement.
Okay.
And but you're right, definitely compatibility, whether or not you want industrial growth and development adjacent to a subdivision, or where the widening of a road. I mean, there's just different mm-hmm. things that are involved in that.
Well, and it does impact the community. So, like, let's say there is a park there and all around it is homes. And then all of a sudden somebody comes in and is like, you know what? We're going to build a hotel. And you can't just do that.
Certainly, definitely. Yeah, and that's, I mean, we meet with individuals a couple times a week. We do pre-application meetings free of charge. You basically come in. We get, you know, our planning and zoning department, our engineering department, our building department, and at that opportunity, you know, we can provide you with the code references and kind of what's allowed and what's not allowed based on that proposed development.
So before, again, we go into recent changes in Santa Rosa County when it comes to zoning. If you do have a question, 850-437-1620. Sean Ward is here with me today from Santa Rosa County. He's the zoning director. And of course, we love having you chime in if you're a Santa Rosa County member. I was sharing before, you know, Santa Rosa County has some very vocal community members. And so I know that changes happen, and sometimes people agree, sometimes people disagree. I get this. You understand that with zoning, because people are like, why can't I just build a McDonald's in the middle of Tiger Point? Like, you know,
certainly.
It doesn't fit. But with the recent changes, and I want you to share with our listener what that is, what is it, and then how will it affect the entire county as a whole?
Yeah, so basically in the late 80s, early 90s, Santa Rosa County adopted a land development code. Mm-hmm. I think we were one of the last counties in the state of Florida that adopted it, kicking and screaming. So we implemented that code, and over the years it's been kind of band-aided and fixed as we go on. If there's a situation, and we can amend the code at any time to, you know, to address that situation. So we decided in 2019 basically to replace and repeal the entire land development code.
Starting in 2019.
So we started that. We had, you know, obviously public meetings, workshops, things of that nature, and of course COVID hit. So that was a year of our time, and so basically last Thursday evening on August the 19th, we adopted a brand new land development code. And so we'll certainly be implementing that over the next, you know, over the next few years, and, you know, trying to get everything updated and processed.
Okay, so how will this impact the community, like in the most areas? Will it be with bringing in new businesses or expanding residential? You know, you have the sub communities and subdivisions. Will it affect all of it all around, or will it bring more business in?
A little bit of both. I mean, we certainly looked at all stakeholders and considered all information.
Sure.
And then the Board of County Commissioners made those decisions based off of that information. A lot of what we updated were just recent definitions. So if you hear the, you know, the word tiny home, medical marijuana, you know, those are things that you look at 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or even greater, that were not a part of our everyday language.
No.
You know, vernacular.
So not at all.
So those are things we tried to update. The state statutes, a lot of things. Just recently, the state of Florida for home occupation basically states that you can have a home business in your house. And as long as there's certain state and county regulations that you don't you know, violate. So those are things that we updated our land development code to include, you know, just as a wide variety. I mean, just this year alone, it was a very busy legislative session in Tallahassee. And, you know, a lot of that home rule presumption is somewhat disappearing in a sense. So it does fall back to your state legislators to, you know, to implement.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of that is impacted through COVID? I hate, you know, I've tried to avoid it, but because of people working from home and trying to, they're not only just working from home, but homeschooling and keeping their entire life circulating around what they call not just their house, but their home. And so they're like, oh, well, I might as well run my business or work from home, work remotely. Is that a lot of it?
Definitely. We certainly see that with technology advances, everything from transportation to, you know, to planning and zoning and jobs and growth and development in general. We're starting to see a lot of that.
Okay, very cool. Hey, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Sean Ward. He's the zoning director for Santa Rosa County. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we do have some questions. A lot. I know you probably get a ton of questions all the time about reducing traffic. Ah, the magic
Love
traffic.
It. Let's talk.
Okay. Hey, and again, if you have any questions, you want to chime into the conversation, 850-437-1620. And also, we're going to talk about the positive changes in Santa Rosa County and how community members can be a part of it too. And again, like you mentioned before, how it's free to just talk about the future, whether it's a business or a home or a development. So stick around. We've got more for you coming up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
For innovation, style, and performance, drivers choose Volkswagen and buyers choose Speedmore Imports, where VW sedans and SUVs are arriving every day on New Warrington Road. The 21 Jetta S, now from $20,990. The 2021 Tiguan SE, VW's midsize SUV, now from $29,990. The 21.5 Atlas V6 SE with technology, VW's biggest family-sized SUV, now from $39,990. And the latest addition to the SUV lineup, the 2022 Volkswagen Taos S, has performance, style, and economy, and all with a sale price of $24,990, plus the all-new ID4 EV, VW's all-electric SUV. Take it for a test drive and experience innovation, style, and performance, all from VW and all at Piedmore Imports on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola.
Sale prices before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years. Check them out at CoastalMachinery.com.
Join the Cat Crew for the third Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital on Friday, August 27th. Wind Creek Atmore will match donations up to $20,000. Hear the stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. All funds raised during this year's event will support the Neonatal Transport Unit. Thank you to our Hope sponsors, Cox Business and Gulf Winds Cares Foundation.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, we're back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. This is News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, 850-437-1620. Sean Ward is here from Santa Rosa County. He's the zoning director. Yes, we all have the questions. None of us like sitting in traffic. Hey, Sean, I am from New Jersey. So I grew up literally sitting in traffic, went to a private school. And so we had to sit in about an hour and a half of traffic every morning to and from school. So when we get caught up here for about 10 minutes, I really have to tap back into those days where I was doing my homework on my way home and studying on my way too. And so that tends to be the hot topic, I think, on zoning too, when it comes to expanding roads or off ramps or that third turn lane. Mm-hmm. And so we do have a couple questions. 850-437-1620. Sean Ward is here. Did I get that right? Am I saying it wrong?
No, you're correct.
Okay. I'm like, I'm just making sure. Because we also have another ward that comes on and I'm like, did I mess up? Hey, we're human. This is live radio. Can anything be done about the traffic on Highway 90 around West Florida Baptist? There's lots of cars there in the morning.
So we actually just had a discussion with the Florida Department of Transportation regarding that. There is a identified school zone. Basically, the signage is there. But because there is not pedestrian, bicyclists, walkers, and things of that nature due to Highway 90 from that school, FDOT will not lower that signal there. They will not lower the traffic speed limits. So what they have recommended to do is basically the county and West Florida work together to get some speed signs out there, a portable situation, sure, where deputies can sit out there and just monitor it in order to kind of get that thought process with maybe once or twice a year. You know, once you see those deputies and you see those speed signs, you tend to want to slow it down. And
yes.
So that's certainly a way to do that. But DOT over the years, they've worked on their processes to kind of narrow it down and say, look, you know, we're not going to designate a school zone if you do not specifically have, you know, bicycle pedestrian traffic and things of that nature.
Walkers.
That's exactly.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Now I'm understanding a little bit better. That makes sense. Because I know that area very well. And it's a busy area. Highway 90 in general. It's
yes,
just busy.
Definitely.
Even on a Sunday morning, it's busy. Maybe it's all the churches. But yeah, you just kind of have to like give yourself a little bit of extra time. But there are plans possibly in place. You said tonight there is a meeting going to be happening.
Yeah, so tomorrow night actually.
Or tomorrow night, yes.
So we do have a conditional use for a school in Santa Rosa County.
Okay.
And some of the things that you and I are talking about during the break is, you know, we're learning from the sins of our past, obviously, when it comes mm-hmm. to land use planning and such. You know, the days of basically saying if it's on school property is our problem, if it's off school property is your problem, you need to take care of it and address it.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're working particularly, you know, with our rezoning cases and conditional uses and things for school, is to make sure that the parent-student pickup is located on site
sure.
so that they can serpentine cars throughout without having to back that traffic out onto the main road. Trying to get them to a signalized intersection, you know, limit to the number of crash points with the number of ingress and egress points to that road so
yes.
you can have an officer out there to direct that traffic to get you in and get you out, you know, within a certain amount of time. And I can tell you on some of the schools that we do have, you know, those deputies, they're familiar with the process. The parents are familiar with the
yeah.
process. They get you in and get you out. So generally within about a 15 to 20 minute period of time,
that's not bad at all.
It's cleared. It's, you know, it really is cleared out and is done. But, you know, for somebody who just happens to get off work early or tries to get out of their driveway or something of that nature, it's certainly a distractant.
Oh, it's a pain. I say that. And sometimes I get to report the traffic in the morning or in the evening. And yeah, school pickup zones especially and drop-off zones in the morning, they're hectic. And when school is back in session, you get to see the traffic reports and you get to see the map online. I just always tell people, hey, from 7:20 till about 7:50, those school zones, use caution, slow down, maybe stay to the left a little bit, don't speed. You never know if somebody just sends their kid across the street. Look out for one another. That's all
Certainly.
It takes. Hey, is their driveway access, is the driveway access to the roadway part of LDC?
Yeah, so in Santa Rosa County and actually across the state of Florida, we have what's called access management. And access management, if you think of the interstate system where you have limited points to get off of the interstate or on the interstate, Avalon Boulevard, for instance, is a prime example. Mm-hmm. They've widened it. They've added bike lanes. They've added sidewalks. But they have those what's called directional medians. So there's only certain areas about every half a mile going up and down Avalon Boulevard where you can turn around. You can do a U-turn.
That's right.
So that's called access management. And it's basically to limit the number of crash points. And so in Santa Rosa County, we have certain roads that are identified as access management. And the intent is as developers or as people divide property, we can kind of limit the number of crash points. So instead of having driveways every 70 foot, on a major thoroughfare, well, you might want to consider some sort of an internal access or, you know, build the subdivision and put the roadway connections inside the subdivision without having that driveway every 70 foot or, you know, every... So we have spacing requirements. We do
okay.
it for residential. We do it for business. And those are some of the things. So when you talk about driveway access, that's a part of that access management.
That makes sense. That's such good information. 850-437-1620. If you're just tuning in, Sean Ward is here. He is the zoning director for Santa Rosa County. Hey, Sean, when will P Ridge connector be finished? Do you have the magic answer?
It is, actually, yeah. So I believe, I want to say it's either the fall of 2022 or fall of 2023. I can't remember which one. But
okay.
it certainly, it's under construction now. And just the segment from 90 to Hamilton Bridge. And we had a discussion yesterday. We're going to start looking at other segments heading north. That way there's more connections there.
Okay, excellent. Hey, we got to take another quick break as we're wrapping up here with our update with Santa Rosa County. If you do have a question with zoning, something with the roads, maybe the changes with Garcon Point Bridge, like what's that going to do for us? Hey, 850-437-1620.
Sunglasses. Everyone needs them on the Gulf Coast. Are your sunglasses taking great care of your eyes? Dr. Charles Charbonneau, now open in West Pensacola, has a huge variety of sunglasses that are just what the doctor ordered. Maui Jim, Oakley, Costa, Ray-Ban, even Tom Ford. Dr. Charbonneau also offers full vision care services, including eye exams, eyeglasses, and contact fittings. If you need new sunglasses, Dr. C has got you covered. Dr. C Vision Care, Highway 98, West Pensacola, and online, drcvisioncare.com.
At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should too. Tune in today.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Florida Army National Guard, aired by the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Fifty-seven here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Hey, Sean Ward's been here. He's the zoning director from Santa Rosa County. We're wrapping up this morning. We have about a minute or so left. So, Sean, before we go, first of all, thank you for your time and for giving us updates, answering questions, educating us. Is there a way for community members who are concerned, whether it's with zoning or traffic or flow or drop-off areas, for them to reach out to you, either voice their concerns or maybe give some input and insight into the situation?
Yes, certainly. You can go to the county's website, santarosa.fl.gov. We have a lot of different portals where you can email us. Our contact information is certainly out there, and feel free to reach out. I try to respond, or at least direct staff to respond to all. And if we can't help you out within planning and zoning, maybe it's more of a public works discussion point or
yes.
an engineering or somebody else.
Sure.
At that point, we can certainly direct you to them and try to get you some help and assistance with that.
Absolutely. And hey, we had asked the question before, when will Pea Ridge Connector be finished? Everybody is looking forward to that, trust me. And of course, follow up, send those emails to Santa Rosa County if you do have any further questions. But our listener just say, can't wait for it to be finished. And thank you, of course, for answering the questions today. And I look forward to having you back to get updates and maybe in the future see how changes with Garcon Point Bridge
certainly
make an impact in our community, and how else we can kind of work together to make those school drop-off zones, those beloved school drop-off zones, even safer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean, so much. I'll talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got more coming up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Angie is in the house. We're talking dating. We're talking life. You have a question? 850-437-1620.